Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Nine northeastern states, from New York to Maine, are nearing agreement on a plan to reduce air pollution from power plants. The details of the plan are in a confidential memo that's been circulating among the states. The New York Times was given a copy of that memo. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, how much are these states hoping to reduce their air pollution?
They want to cap the carbon dioxide emissions at current levels through 2015. Now, that's actually a reduction if you assume, as most people do, that electricity generation will be increasing over the next 10 years. After 2015, the states would aim to cut their actual emissions by 10% by 2020. The states would also set up the system of trading pollution credits, where a power plant that exceeds the minimums would be given a credit that could either be used by another dirtier plant or sold to another utility. That's a trading system that's worked pretty well in the past as an incentive to cut pollution.
So is this initiative in the Northeast similar to the International Kyoto Treaty, where more than 150 countries are supposed to try to cut their global warming gases?
It is. It's roughly equivalent. It's not exact. The states in the Northeast take a longer time to make actual reductions, but they go for deeper cuts by 2020.
So do the states put themselves in an economic disadvantage with these targets?
They do. I mean, that's why it's considered somewhat risky. The pollution crackdown will make electricity more expensive in the region, and that gives an advantage to neighboring states. They could start attracting businesses with cheaper electricity. That's a concern raised by environmentalists like Andrew Olisi with the World Resources Institute.
Pennsylvania and Maryland could essentially become electricity suppliers to the Northeast region, and there could be what we call a leakage effect from the Northeast states to those other states. Both economic leakage as well as what we call emissions leakage, meaning while the Northeast states are trying to reduce their own emissions, they actually spring up in the adjoining states, which are generating more electricity.
So, John, with this competition between the states, environmentalists really want they're asking for a nationwide commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
That's right. I mean, they're hoping that they can set an example for a federal cap on pollution, which would reduce this competition between the states. And indeed, three western states, from California to Washington State, are in the early stages of capping their own carbon dioxide emissions. So the idea seems to be spreading. Coming up later on Marketplace, we're going to take a look at how one law school is bucking tradition and shaving a year off the time that it takes to get a law degree.
All right. Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.